Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New study finds that dogs can sniff out cancer in blood with almost 97% accuracy.
All dogs? I was wondering.
No, they have to be trained.
Good, because that's another reason to be paranoid at home. You got Todd's three dogs sniffing his ass. What, cancer boy? Cancer?
Yeah, but if that was the case, it would the only thing they would ever diagnose is ass cancer.
Yeah.
That's, or like crotch cancer.
Ass cancer? Ball cancer. Oh, now ball cancer.
That's what it would be every time.
So, it's not all dogs. That's good.
No, they have to
be
trained.
We'd all be paranoid.
They have to be the right dogs. They have to be trained.
Oh, damn, he smells cancer on me.
This is not unprecedented. I've heard of this before, but I've often wondered the training process. You probably got to get somebody who already did, they know they have cancer, and teach that dog to sniff it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like we had somebody sniff Craig's neck besides us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried it every morning and we couldn't smell anything different.
All I smelled was sexy.
Yeah, me too. And saliva.
Yeah, when
you were second,
that,
you smelled saliva.
I just want to kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I generally do.
Yeah.
Makes perfect
that go
sense.
Old, that go a little old after about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Every day, sniffing Craig's neck.
Well, tongue in
for
the
you,
hole.
Maybe.
I think we have to be trained for this, but let's try it anyway.
And we're not dogs.
We're I'm not no dogs. Cancer sniffer, but I'll give it a
sniff. I'll give it a sniff.
Yeah, that's just silly.
That sounds like a
Do they have a way of testing that after the fact so that you ain't just relying on the dog?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I want to know what's it good for then. I mean, it's interesting. It really is.
It's a lot cheaper. Probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
And early detection.
It's a lot cheaper to have the dog sniff you rather than send, you know, get stuff and send it off to the lab.
It's
and
still
whatnot.
97%, right. Though, so you're still going to want to get tested
which
either
is,
way, right?
Which is better than everything else,
oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Okay, got it.
Or most everything else. Yeah. And certainly for that cost.
Right.
Yeah, it eliminates a step. Just the same reason they have drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
Low cost, minimally invasive.
I'd much rather be a drug sniffing dog than a cancer sniffing dog, because you're going to sniff some place you don't want to be near. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Of course, dogs don't care. They put their nose
in
there.
I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, you see the beautiful story of the dog. Well, I guess it a beautiful ending. The local TV news kicker story.
Uh-oh.
The dog is apparently doing well after being rescued 136 miles out from shore.
Swimming.
Fall off a boat?
In the Gulf of Thailand. They have no idea. They don't know. Oil rig workers spotted the dog struggling to keep its head above water last week.
Fell asleep off a surfboard or something like that.
The dog swam up to the rig's equipment. Workers kept her for a couple of days until she boarded a vessel to Thailand. Dog's now been taken to the vet for a screening. Everybody and their brother wants to adopt the thing.
Some asshat threw it overboard.
That
it's
had
gotta
to be.
Yep.
Yeah, because they rarely surf 136 miles offshore.
Yep.
It is rare.
Yeah.
It's not documented very often. And he's not going to just start running from the beach and just
making
keep
that far.
Going.
Yeah. No.
And at some point, he's going to turn around.
Right. Yeah. He was either tossed off a boat or fell off a boat.
Yeah. That is a good story.
Now, is Thailand one of those Asian countries where they eat dogs? Because if
that's
so,
true.
That's kind of a...
They were fishing for dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
going
to put you on a boat to Thailand. No!
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 Maybe that's what it was. Maybe saw what's happening to another dog. Yeah, they eat dogs there. Of course they do.
I don't remember.
I don't
care. Although, wherever it is they are, they are doing it a lot less.
Good.
Obviously, not shark-infested waters. Because if he'd spent any time there, he would have been bait.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
He would have been a meal.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know how many of these stories there actually are.
That's a lot of doggy paddling. Of course, they just call it a paddling.
Yeah, they just call it swimming.
Paddling. They don't call it swimming. They don't really swim. They paddle.
Yeah. We doggy paddle. They just paddle.
Yeah, because they don't have the option of floating.
No.
They're not anatomically designed to float.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, they can. Yeah. Their nose would get in the water.
Beavers
probably
can, but they can't.
And they can't really do a backstroke.
No.
Nope.
No, like your arms don't go back that way.
They don't have the range of motion.
No, they don't.
They're floating on their back. They're not doing anything. They can't get anything in the water to move them.
That's true.
Yeah. Hoping somebody comes along and rubs their belly. But that doesn't do much.
Us or the dogs.
You don't want a belly rub in the middle of the ocean.
Here comes a boat. I'll
maybe you
turn
don't.
Over. Yeah.
I'll take a belly rub anytime I can get one.
Got a break coming up.
I'll take you up on that.
All right. Well, careful what you ask for in the middle of the ocean. You're just out there floating. You say you're in the mood for a belly rub. Well, here comes something.
Driver in New York got into a car crash. She told police that she lost control of her car because...
Oh, wrong one.
There was a spider in her car crawling toward her.
Man,
this is not unprecedented.
I know.
I'm sure people freak out about some bug in their car.
It wouldn't be. I've seen my wife do it before, but that wouldn't bother me so much.
Bees, mostly bees.
She lost control and
crazy.
Crashed the car. The car suffered major damage. She had a leg injury.
I got bit by a bee in a station vehicle years ago. I was driving a radio station van back east, and I didn't want to hit a tree.
Sure.
So I don't freak out when there's a bug in the car.
Right.
Somebody threw a live rat in there, I might hit a tree.
Right.
But bugs, they are. So the bee was flying around. I said, oh, Jesus. And just flew right to my neck and just buzzed me. Just stung my ass. You know? I'm going like 60 miles an
hour.
That's
harsh.
I know.
You're just sitting there.
I know, bastard.
It's not your fault.
But I would have, I could have been dead. Most people would just swerve off and scream, and then just die instead of getting bit by a bee.
The police department says drivers should overcome your fear and pull over if they find themselves in a situation like this.
Don't kill 8 people on the sidewalk.
And what does your insurance agent say when you call them up?
Right.
What happened? There was a spider and I crashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done. We're dropping.
Oh, he's going to say, that'll happen.
And then he's going to drop you.
And then they're going to drop you. You're right. They're going to drop you.